USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Health and Human Services is reporting more than 77% of America's ICU beds are being used right now as hospitals admit severely ill COVID patients, almost all of them unvaccinated. It should be noted only hospitals registered with Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services were included in the report, and not all hospitals were surveyed. Eatonville, Washington high school administrators are demanding ankle monitors with video and sound be on all student athletes, regardless of vaccination status. Coaches, staff, and athletes must wear the monitors. The school district says students are not tracked. Instead, the device's radio-based sensors track the distance between others who wear one. Parents not happy with their overreach can voice their opinion at Wednesday evening's school board meeting. Eatonville is just an hour's drive south of Seattle, Washington. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox News President Biden's blunder is making history that will be remembered for decades.
You know, when history looks back at this moment, and it's going to look back at this moment, this is going to be a big deal for decades. This is going to be covered as one of the worst catastrophes in American foreign policy history for two reasons. Number one is failure of this administration to anticipate what they should have known, what the red lights were flashing the whole time, that the Taliban was moving faster than they were talking about, and the whole time they were oblivious to it, it seemed. And then the botching of this evacuation, of this entire process. This is the way the process should have worked. Okay? What Joe Biden should have said is, we have these people and we have this equipment and we're going to get it out of Afghanistan and we'll leave once we have all that stuff. And anyone who gets in the way, including the Taliban, who tries to stop us, is going to be killed. You will die if you get in our way. Not August 31st and not September 1st, not August 29th, not a date, a goal.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As stranded Americans beg for help getting out of Afghanistan, the Biden administration's self-induced disaster with regards to withdrawing Americans and her allies from Afghanistan.
We are currently on a pace to finish by August the 31st. The sooner we can finish, the better. Each day of operations brings added risk to our troops. I've asked the Pentagon and the State Department for contingency plans to adjust the timetable, should that become necessary.
Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham tells Fox News the president has dishonored America.
It's the most dishonorable thing a commander-in-chief has done in modern times. Biden has signed the death warrant for thousands of Afghans who helped us. He's washing his hands of Afghanistan at our peril as a nation.
California Congressman Adam Schiff on MSNBC.
Well, I think the decision to get out is the right decision. This looks like a planning failure, a military planning failure, as to how we draw down our forces, how we evacuate our personnel.
An unidentified American in Afghanistan begs for help.
Yes, we are stranded. I am afraid for my life. Carol Miller, our congresswoman, and her team have been my only strength here. I really need our president to really consider this serious. We are in danger. We are in danger, Mr. President. Please help us.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.